News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Australia has become the first country in the world to ban the sale of vapes outside pharmacies. Under the new laws, e-cigarettes will only be sold in plain colours and packaging from July 1st. And for more on all of this, I'm joined now by Professor Luke Clancy, Director General of the Tobacco Free Research Institute of Ireland and a consultant respiratory physician. Good morning to you, Professor. Is this the right move? Should we be doing the same thing? I suppose that's the main question.
Well, it's a long time since Ireland was first to do anything about smoking, 20 years to be exact. And as you will know, we've been banging on about this for the last, since 2016, when we showed that youngsters were using them extensively and tried to get something to happen. And it was only last year that they even banned under 18s. So getting Ireland to be first about anything in regard to e-cigarettes is very hard. There seems to be a lack of commitment and a lack of belief in their harm.
Okay.
As you well know, the debate has always been about, are they for good or for harm? And
yeah.
Some of us argue they're for harm. But the government didn't seem to be convinced
that they were harming themselves. I wouldn't be unduly worried about whether we're first or not. Should we be second? Should we be following suit with Australia?
I don't think we're ready. Yes, we should, in so much as these are not good. And, you know, we see that they're quoting percentages of 20% of 18 to 24-year-olds have used them. In Ireland, 40% of 16-year-olds have used them. And 18% are using them regularly.
Okay.
So we have a much greater problem that we haven't.
And I have children myself in that cohort, and I see the usage among teens. It's very widespread. And these are kids who probably would never have considered smoking. So the big tobacco is now recruiting new people to its usage that would never have smoked in the first place. So I'm interested, though, you say we're not ready. Why do you say that?
Because we haven't convinced the people, and I think even the authorities, that these are bad. You know, the scenario that they are far getting people to stop smoking, and that without them, we'd have an explosion of smoking, which we know to be untrue because we've seen decline in smoking hugely for the last 20, 30 years. And yet this narrative is abroad that if you took them out of the market, people would go back to smoking and other people would start smoking. Whereas in fact, we know that you're three times as likely to smoke if you vape as a child.
Yeah, I would have thought that vaping is actually going to recruit smokers. It seems to me a bit of a no-brainer. I would have hoped we were pushing an open door, but you feel that that's not the way the political will is lacking.
The political will is one thing that's lacking, but also the people. Most things that happen in this country are because the people believe in it. Now, the people have been fed this diet of, they're good for you, they're the problem, they're the answer to smoking. This is abroad. The fact that they addict children, that they harm their brains, that they're costing them money, that they're destroying the environment, all of those arguments are there, but they're not taking precedent. And, you know, I just go by the fact that it took until 2023 ban them for under 18.
I do agree with you. Look, thank you very much for that insight this morning. We do appreciate it. That is Professor Luke Clancy, Director General of the Tobacco Free Research Institute of Ireland and consultant respiratory physician. Interesting points he's making that he doesn't think we're there yet mentally, you know, in our mindset.
No, I think we need to get there.
I do.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.